from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 12 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, drought concerns persist in the Garden State with no significant rainfall in sight. Doug O'Malley, Director of Environment New Jersey, is one of the advocates pushing for the state to declare a drought emergency, which comes with mandatory water restrictions.
When someone tells you you can't water your lawn, that gets people's attention. That's honestly where we need to go.
New Jersey is considering the drought warning stage, which gets the wheels rolling on some steps to avoid more dire shortages in the future. There is a press conference today in regards to this. We will keep you posted. Meantime, firefighters say they are making slow progress containing the Jennings Creek wildfire, which has burned thousands of acres along the New York-New Jersey border. Even though rain hit the area this week, firefighters say it didn't do enough to extinguish the flames. New Jersey Forest Fire Service Assistant Division Fire Warden Christopher Frandick explains the challenges this fire is presenting.
Pretty much they're hiking their way in, and there's really no easy access. They're carrying all their equipment, tools, no real bulldozers.
Officials say Tuesday's wind gusts created substantial challenges for crews. President Biden is hosting President-elect Trump at the White House today. Their get-together comes as Trump is working to fill key posts in his upcoming administration. The nation's 45th president is set to take office as the nation's 47th president on January 20th. Yesterday, Trump tapped Fox News host Pete Hegseth for the role of defense secretary. He also announced billionaire Elon Musk and former presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy to head up a new Department of Government efficiency. The Catholic Diocese of Paterson is warning that donations may have been stolen in the mail, along with personal information. A letter was sent out saying three packages of responses to the ministry's appeal from about 1,700 parishioners disappeared in the mail. The diocese mailed them last month to a third party that processes donations. It believes the envelopes contain cash, checks, and credit card info. You can download our free app, take us with you wherever you go, listen live 24/7, get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. It feels like December out there. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. In addition to unseasonably cool temperatures in the forecast, I want to mention the threat for some coastal flooding in the coming days. Persistent northeast breeze pushing some seawater against the shore. That raises concerns for minor to spotty moderate category flooding of tidal waterways. That kicks in tonight. That'll be a possibility for each high tide cycle through Friday. Again, just a heads up. Weather-wise today, sunny but chilly highs this afternoon, only around 50 degrees. You're going to want that jacket, although winds are lighter than yesterday. Some clouds will roll in late tonight. It'll be a cold one, lows in the lower 30s. Cloudy and cool tomorrow, highs near 50 again. There is a chance of a late-day sprinkle or shower, but it won't amount to much. Back to sunshine on Friday and warming up a little, highs push into the mid-50s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Rockaway is 42, Franklin is 47, Beach Haven is 47. Weather brought to you by Guaranteed Service. Heating system not keeping you warm, leaky faucet, backed up sewer line, or not enough hot water? Call Guaranteed Service today and get your complete heating system tune-up for only $77 and stay cozy all winter long. Visit GuaranteedService.com or call 1-800-GUARANTEED.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.